We're going to begin with the two dots, three lines in the bottom, on Tzadi Aleph Amud Aleph. We have another 14 seconds. And from here to the end of the parish, it's going to be stories. There was this lady
did you start the recording?
I did. I hit this lady, the Choyayma de Tashmish, every morning after intimacy, Mekadma Masha Yadda Legavra. She got up early, and she brought water to her husband. One day, she brought him water to us. Amalah, so he said to her, Adam Milsal, have it. People mute themselves, please. And I will mute everybody. Adam Milsal, have a sidna. This didn't happen today. We didn't have Tashmish last night. I don't know why you're bringing me water. Let's do the rush. Mekadma Masha Yadal Gav, the last rush of the page. She Mishamashima Balaila. I said, Mashkemez, Babaiku, and Nesna, Slay Mayim Biyadav. She brought him water. Amrelaim Kane, Chad Menachrim Haluye, one of the Goyim, who is a merchant of spices, Haba the Hachid, that's around town here, that's around this neighborhood, I know somebody had a relationship with me last night. If it wasn't you, I was half asleep, I didn't really get into it, and if it wasn't you, it might have been one of them. So I don't know, he was a Kayan, because she was a Shaykik. At worst, she didn't know, right? So it's not like she was amazed at Mazana, but she's telling her husband, listen, you're a Kayan, I'm an anxious Kayan, and somebody had a relationship with me last night. This is a different version of Tamei Anilach, right? But she's attributing it to a specific story. She doesn't walk in and tell her husband, Tamei Anilach, I was a nasty. She walks in and she says, oh, I did it. I brought you water. If it wasn't you, Dilma Menhain, might have been one of them. Forget about it. It's the same as Tamei Anilach, and according to the Mishnah Achrayin, we don't trust her. We don't trust her in here either. It's a nice way. She made up a good story. She brought him to wash his hands, and she sounded so innocent. She never had a relationship with anybody. She wants out of the marriage, so she decided to say this. Because the Mishnah Achrayin said, we don't trust people. Now, we had a machlokes yesterday, whether it's Rabbanon that removed the deraisa, or the deraisa was that we don't believe her to begin with because she affects somebody else. It was Rabbanon who believed her because she would never dare do a thing like that. And then they said, no, forget about it. Leave it under deraisa.
Did she get
divorced? What? She doesn't get divorced. She stays with him.
Mm-hmm. The case was...
The Mishnah Chayin, they don't get divorced. We don't believe her. Never happened.
This water thing is up in the morning now?
Again, she walked the next...
No,
I have no idea what you're asking me now.
I'm asking, is this the water after Tashmish?
She brought him... It doesn't say... The Gemara doesn't go into detail. All the Gemara says is she brought him water the next morning.
Oh, so
ask her, write the story yourself why she brought him water. I don't know.
That's your question. After Tashmish, you have to wash your hands.
Again, so that's a good question. I said, I don't know any details. The rush doesn't go into details. Nobody goes into details. I don't know. You have to understand they didn't have water. They have to go out and draw it from the well. They had to bring it in. It was a whole schlep. Every morning she went out and got it for him. I don't know what happened in the middle of the night. I don't know. You'll have to write them a letter and find out. It doesn't say. You want me
question?
To make it out?
No. What is
question?
Doesn't make a difference.
Question?
We don't. One second, doctor. Somebody's talking.
The woman who made a mistake, and she has a charata, and now she's going to make a lot of mistakes. And
we don't trust her to make a shvua either. We're saying she wants out of this marriage. It's very wonderful. The shvua is not going to make a difference. It's ruining a marriage. We don't believe her, so therefore she can't ruin the marriage. She wants out of the marriage. She might swear falsely, number one. Number two is we don't make up shvuas. There's no such shvua here. It's not the Rabbanan and the Takana to make a shvua in this case. They didn't allow for shvua, so we don't make it up. There's no shvua here.
So another option for her is to just kind of put herself with this guy again.
Again, she's not stupid. She doesn't want to, the whole world talk about her that she's a Zayna, right? Okay.
Question. Is there any real difference between his obligation to wash his hands if they did have Tashmish or if he's just waking up?
Again, I don't know why everybody's getting involved in the chiyuv to wash his hands after Tashmish. That's their business between them and the Rabbeinu Shleilim. We're talking a story. This is what happened. Why they didn't wash right after Tashmish, I have to write them a letter. I don't know. I'm not going to get involved now in this halacha. I'm sticking to the Gemara that talks about the belief of the woman. Anybody wants to, I have no interest, no information at all that deals with why they acted the way they acted. Maybe they didn't wash their hands after Tashmish. Maybe they waited till the next morning. Is it right? Is it wrong? I don't know. It's not the point here now. We're not learning now Reish Mem Aleph and Reish Mem, I think it is, in Arachayim. We're not getting involved in that now. Zog Darash, Aluyei Meichra Ayol, say this is a kind of spice. Ubailo Hayakayim and the Saras Alu Bishagik. Zog to Gemara, the next story. There was a woman that didn't get along with her husband. She was not happy with her husband at the time of intimacy. I'm sorry, not. I take that back. She was not happy with her husband after intimacy. Why are you giving me this sour face? Why are you so upset at me? What did I do wrong? I never had pain during intimacy like I just had, like the last time we went together. I never had suffered that much. It hurt. It hurt me, and therefore I'm upset at you. She blamed him for hurting her. I didn't live with you. I didn't do it. Must have been those who sold neft, which is a kind of fuel, not oil, but they used to have the residue, I believe, of tar was called neft. And they used it as a fuel.
Was used by Yosef or by Moses?
They didn't carry neft. That's exactly what I'm saying.
The word, I said the word.
Could be the words there. The word's also in the Sefer Shabbos and second paragraph.
Yeah.
There's many times
the
word is around. So, like, M.K., very nice of you. I'm very impressed that you remember the Rashi. M.K., Halei Nachrim Naftuyei Lahava Hacha Idna. These goyim that sell the neft were here. I'm Ploy, Dilmachad Minoy. And it makes sense. They hurt me, right? So it makes sense that it wasn't you. Amar Rav Nachman, I think they take out the word the who. Amar Rav Nachman, don't listen to her. They sent us Akabach, it's a fabricated story. It's not true. Rav Rush, Naftuye, Maitre Neft. So to Gemara Baita, Ahu Gavra, the Habim Harzik Bebesa, there was a person who's locked in his house. Who beintesa? A person, not a husband. There was a man that was alone in a house with a woman, him and a woman, not his wife, a different woman. All asa mara debesa. The husband came home, and here is this guy in the house behind some wall, behind some straw wall, hiding. That's where he was when this person walked in. He wasn't hiding from him. He was behind there. Partei Nayav Lahutza, so this potential Nayav, adulterer, he was in the house with this woman, right? Broke through the Hutza is a straw wall, I believe it is. I don't know
palm
what it.
Fronds.
What?
Palm
fronds. So I reckon he ran away.
Palm what? Fronds. What's that? I have no idea.
Okay. Please. It's something that grows around the palm tree. That's why it's called palm, and it's fronds because we don't know what it is. Anyway, so therefore, Partei Nayav Lahutza. The Nayav broke through the palm fronds, the Arak, and he ran away. So now the husband has a shayla. I mean, this man was alone with my wife, and he ran away from me. The question is, Dr. Rash, has shown you an other Gemara that uses that word of hiding or closed in. In Juna is a room. There was like a wall made out of his palm fronds, and he broke through that wall and ran away. So now the question was, the husband asked the question, can I live with my wife? I mean, she was alone with this man. He ran away when I came in. So Rava said she's mutter. He said, the Avid Yisura Irchas Avim Irchas. He wouldn't have ran away. Had he did something wrong, he would have kept hidden from the husband who wouldn't have caught him. He was behind this wall. And therefore, he would have got, running away and revealing himself is an indication that he didn't do anything wrong. He might have wanted to do something wrong, but if you did something wrong, you stay hidden. You don't go reveal yourself, because then everybody knows who you are. So obviously, it was before anything wrong happened. Yes, doctor.
If you run away, maybe you won't get caught.
It's right in front of us. The husband's sitting here. Right. No. He came in. He's there. And the guy runs right in front of him and runs away. That's the story. That is the story. If you went out a different door, it wouldn't have meant anything. It's because you ran right in front of him. He revealed himself.
After this, clearly she doesn't want to live with him. So
again, this is the
question.
You will call the marriage counselor and then just go get that.
If she
I never thought these stories would give me a hard time. The guys would give me a story and a hard time.
If she doesn't want a relationship, she basically gets the ksuba. She doesn't get the ksuba. Is that what happens?
Again, if he divorces her because of this story, if he's allowed to, this is going to be a child.
She won't live with him. Not a good story. She won't live with him.
There's a Mishnah Ksubas that talks about Mereda Sabayla. A woman who refuses to have a relationship with her husband, she loses her ksuba.
Okay.
This has nothing to do with Eishkayim. These next stories have nothing to do with Eishkayim. Okay, now I'm going to learn. There's two more stories, I believe. No, there's one more story, but I'm going to learn part of it and leave the rest of it for the Siyam. I hate to do this, but if we finish up, it becomes a whole Shiloh. Can you make a Siyam? Yeah, you're not making it. So this way, I'll just do it that way. Ahud Nayev, there was a Nayev, the older Gabed Hayinsitsa. Here was a man that was a Nayev. It, obviously, the Gemara calls him a Nayev. It doesn't say Ahu Gavra. It says Ahu Nayev. He went to this woman. Asa Gavra, the husband came home. The Nayev is hidden behind the curtain. Okay, I just made that up. I don't know where he was hidden, but he was hidden.
By the palm fronds.
No, this is a different story.
Maybe it's amazing.
Maybe. Okay, I said a curtain. Because in the pictures I once saw this, I don't know where I saw a picture of this story. They had the guy hiding behind
really?
The curtain. Yeah. Asa Gavra, Salik Nayev, Esav Bekloy Bava. The husband came home, so the Nayev went and hid Bekloy Bava behind the door. What does he say?
Doorway
what?
Doorway curtain.
I can't hear you.
Doorway curtain.
A doorway curtain. So I was right. It was a curtain. That's how they had it in the story. Have a Maxon Takli Taman. There was, Takli is?
Crest.
There was crest in front there for breakfast or lunch or supper, whatever the wife prepared it for. And meanwhile, a snake had eaten from it. It was open, was not covered. In those days, there was a snake. In halacha, today it's a chumra. But in those days, it was a halacha that any item that snakes like, you have to worry about that by leaving it open, maybe a snake, that's called megula. You're not allowed to leave water open. Because if you leave it open, not watched, maybe a snake touches it. Now, it's not a zeh. We paskin, there's no nechashim, you don't have to be chashish. Those who don't use water that was left open overnight, it's a chumra of the gra, and I'm not belittling it, because the gra holds that every takanas chachamim has multiple reasons. And even though the main reason doesn't exist, the other reasons still exist, and one should be machmer. But the truth is, it makes no difference overnight, or if you walk out of a house for 20 minutes and come back. If you're machmer, you left it uncovered, and nobody was watching it. Rabbi Leib Steinman was handed a sefer that somebody wrote how to be machmer on this. Why is the chashuva thing to be machmer? The person wrote a whole sefer. He refused to give haskama. And people pressured him, why don't you give haskama? All the man wrote was the reasons for the chumras. And he refused. So finally, they bothered him, why don't you want to give haskama? He said, imagine the woman who cooks chicken soup for Shabbos, remembers that she has to run out to the store, and leaves her chicken soup uncovered. And comes back 20 minutes later and says, oh no, I have to throw out my old chicken soup because this sefer came out and told me that I have to be machmer. I'm not giving a haskama that's going to cause this lady to throw out her chicken soup. That's what he said.
On the other hand, Rebel Yosef did not use uncovered water and specifically told I know. He specifically told other people not to use covered water.
Okay, good.
It's not that he did it. It's that he told other people not to do it.
Fine. I'm not arguing with you. There's many people that are machmer, tov aleihem bracha. I have nothing against them. Tov aleihem bracha. All I said over was it's a chumrus, not a halacha. That's all. That it is. It's a chumrus, not a halacha.
I am not disagreeing. I'm just mentioning.
Now, one second. Now, let me just finish the part of the story I'm going to read, and... and we're going to go on. The Amalahu Nayef. So from behind the curtain, the guy, by the way, Feitel asked that Kress is not a liquid. So in fact, it's even a bigger kasha, because the Gemara says elsewhere that Kress, you don't have to be chayshish, that a snake tastes that they don't like Kress. So Mamele, you don't have to be chayshish. The answer is, exactly. That's why the husband sat down to eat it. Because he said, why should he be chayshish? He was a frumyid. He wouldn't have, if it would have been water, or some other thing, he wouldn't have sat down. He sat down because it was Kress. And the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that Kress is no problem. So that's why he sat down. But this had been tasted by a snake. The person, the Nayef, had seen the snake go and touch it. So now it's not a, whether normally it happens or not, it's happened. This is a story. He saw the snake taste it. So, Amar lo ahu Nayef, leseichu minhayim. So the he wanted to eat from the crest, but Loi died to the intisa. Without his wife knowing, because his wife also saw the snake. So Mamela, if she would have been around, she would have stopped him. But she went out to the store for 5 minutes. I don't know where she was. Don't eat it. It's the Imna Chavya, because the snake ate it. So now the question is he a Nayef? Is a Nayef who just saved the husband's life? Amarava into Sasharya, she's mutter. Had he done something wrong, he would have been very happy to let the husband die. And then this woman would have been available to him for the rest of his life, a heter, not have to worry about being Bazana with an HSH, which even though he's a Nayef, would rather not. And now, the rest of the Gemara, we will leave her to see him in Merch Hashem, Zakhtarash. Zakhtarash. We did that. She'd be more available. He wouldn't have to hide with her. If he wants her, he wouldn't have to hide with her. So the fact that he told the husband, don't eat it, is a riot that he wasn't Mizana and she's mutter to him. The sexist nazir, here we come. Yes. That's the Gemara talks about. I didn't finish the Gemara, right? That's why I didn't. He left it for the Siyam. Whoever makes the CM and Beit Hashem public will learn it. I mean,